You know, here we go. We've got so much to get through here. I'm just digging through it. There's a calculator now to tell you what your risk is for COVID-19. Yep, you can get online. Say if I'm going to be at a birthday party or I'm going to be at the store and how many people are going to be around. What's your social distancing? I swear, it'll tell you. And just about no matter what you put in, high risk, unless you say, I'm going to be alone in a pasture by myself. And then it just says moderate risk. I went through it last night, but you can find it if you're really curious about some events you've got coming up. You can put in COVID calculator, I suppose, into your search bar, and you'll find out more about it. It's good to know that the math works, I suppose. We'll see what happens there. By the way, some people, though, have superhuman immunity against COVID. You see, the more we learn, the more we can share here. Studies show both hybrid immunity and superhuman immunity are ways in which our bodies may have extra fighting power against COVID-19. This comes from CBS News. Experts say they've heard the terms used interchangeably, but they're a little different. Hybrid immunity is somebody that's had the disease and then gets the vaccine for, I don't know why, but do anyway, providing people with antibodies from both. Superhuman immunity starts off the same way, but some people with particular genetics can develop even more immunity. There are some of us that have the super ability to recover from infections, COVID being one of them, a little better than the general population. So say immunologists with the North Texas Allergy and Asthma Association. It's a rare phenomenon, they say. It's a descriptive term for an individual to generate very high amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Superhuman immunity. That's right, Superman. You can make it. You can make it. All right, so we'll be talking about this a lot more coming up in the next hour. We'll talk about this a lot more in the next hour. But the whole blow-up over General Mark Milley, the chair of the Joint Chiefs, people demanding his resignation, he's going to be in front of Congress in about 2 weeks. Not for 2 weeks. In the meantime, Joe Biden says he has full faith in General Milley, full faith. But here's something here's an omen of bad things. I'm going to go to bite number one just for a moment because this is an omen of bad things. Back in 2015, before Donald Trump was ever elected, when Milley was giving advice to the previous administration, now he's giving advice to the current administration, and gave advice for the last 2 years to President Donald Trump. Well, bite one, he made it clear that he does not consider China to be a risk at all, did General Milley. He made it clear he does not consider China an enemy or a threat, much the same as Joe Biden. Milley even touts a global shift, putting the focus of economic activity away from Europe into Asia. He sounds like a fanboy, a big old fanboy. Listen to this, bite one from Mark Milley.
China's not an enemy, and I think that's important for people to clearly understand. China is a rising power. China has been a rising power since Deng Xiaoping in 79, and they've been clicking off at 10% growth for almost 30 years, and they dropped down to about 7% the last year or two. And they'll probably drop again, and come into the range of normalcy and 3 to 5% growth. But that's still significant economic growth. And there's been a really large historic change from a North Atlantic-based global economy to now it's proceeding to be a North Pacific-based global economy.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it, fanboy General Milley. Congressman Ronnie Jackson of Texas says he should go to jail if these accusations are true. And if you missed it, I don't know how you would have. But if you have, in October of 2020, General Mark Milley began moving chess pieces around the power board, putting himself in a position to control what happened in the military. After January the 6th, he called secret meetings at the Pentagon to demand that he had the understanding and the allegiance of the military brass in the room that no military strike would happen unless he approved it. If the commander-in-chief, President Donald Trump, saw a military threat and a need to respond in the waning days of his presidency, General Mark Milley said that wouldn't happen without his approval. This is the way the Third World operates, not the way the United States operates. It's beyond the bounds of the Constitution, and if Mark Milley really thought that Donald Trump was a threat, there's a solution for that. It's called the 25th Amendment. If Mark Milley, who says after the election, Trump became unstable, this all according to the new book, Peril, from Bob Woodward, then you would have moved on the 25th Amendment, but you didn't. You didn't move on the 25th Amendment. You didn't do any damn thing except try to gain power for yourself. Oh, and by the way, through this entire process, he was in conversation with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who was also in cahoots of getting power and controlling what was going on. It's beyond the pale. And the reason it's dangerous, it removes civilian control of the military, which is the way America was designed. Civilian control of the military, not the military in charge of the military, because if that were the case, we'd be at war 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Just like Dwight Eisenhower warned us about. The military-industrial complex would have us at war constantly. They make money. They think it's kind of fun. Let's see if we can win this football game. Except it's not a football game. It's war. General Mark Milley should be removed from his position immediately. He should be court-martialed. That's not according to me. That's according to 90 high-ranking and retired generals, admirals, and other flag officers who signed a petition to say he should be removed immediately. He is a danger, a clear and present danger. And look at his demeanor. That guy is calling Donald Trump an egomaniac. That guy thinks he's the smartest, toughest guy in the room. Every room he's ever been in his entire life. Look at him. Quick break. It's wrong. It's the Steve Gruber Show.